So we were discussing about the Kedusha Beit HaKnesset, and we said most recently, we said that there are higher standards in the Beis HaMikdash than the Shul, and we said the difference is that the Shul is like Yibeto, it's like a person's house, whereas the Beis HaMikdash is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, and we quoted from the Rav, and this is from Rav Schechter, he said that Hashem, we have encounters with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but over there the encounter is it's in his house, so I have to behave, you know, more in one way. But the shul is like close to our house. Then we said that there are certain things that a person would be machpid in his house, like kapandarya machpid. And if a person would be machpid, I don't want people making shortcuts through my house, so I can't make a shortcut through the house. I'd be machpid if I had a guest that's pacing back and forth in the house. So too, in a shul, I can't do it as a kapandarya. I shouldn't pace back and forth in the shul either. Then Rav Schechter was mentioning from the Rav, from Shirim Zecher Avi Mori, so the Rav said that the in the same fashion that we have this difference between the Beis HaMikdash and a shul, so too on Shabbos and Yantiv we have the same distinction, that on Yantiv it conceptually is the idea that we're going to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's house on Yantiv, where on Shabbos we're welcome a Kadosh Baruch Hu into our house. And with this way he was able to explain the halacha is that a person should be dressed even nicer on Yantiv than they do on Shabbos. So it means that why on Yantiv, if I'm going to like the palace, I'm going to the royal palace, you know, I really dress to the T. If the king is coming to my house, I dress up nicely, but maybe not quite as nice as I would dress up than if I'm going to the king's palace. All right. Now, then the Rav also had some other ideas about the idea of the Beis HaMikdash. So he mentions also that that the minhag in Europe was that everyone would stand for Lechadodi. So in Europe, everybody would stand for the entire Lechadodi. So it was treated as the Bar Shevik Dusha, that the Tzibur was greeting the Shechina. Some people do stand for the whole Lechadodi, but the idea is I'm greeting the Shechina, so I should stand to greet the Shechina. Now he mentions also, now there's a minhag, this is sort of like a digression, but let's say Shabbos and Yantiv coincide. Let's say that Friday night is Yantiv. I think didn't happen this week or this year with Pesach, I think, right? Was it not? Or Friday night was the first night of Pesach. So do I say, so Ashkenazim don't say Lechadodi in Shul. We don't say Lechadodi. So, you know, people always ask, why don't we say Lechadodi? So the Rav said, we don't do this because, in other words, Lechadodi is we welcome a Kadosh Baruch Hu into our home. It's Yantiv, so it's just the other way around. We're with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then he mentions that the Sfardim say two or four stanzas. I assume he means when Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide. I heard that Rabbi Basilelli spoke about this or not. About did you say about how many stanzas of Lechadodi? Yeah.
Two at the beginning and the two at the end.
Okay, so he says. So, but the idea is that they're feeling the tension between both of those things. Okay, let me move on to the next point. Now, next issue is the structure of the base Knesset. So the Mechaber brings down that the entranceway to a shul should be on the opposite side of the Aron. In other words, the Aron should be on the side that you're praying to, which would be Mizrach, and then the entrance, at least here, it's Mizrach, and then the opening should be in the Ma'arav. So with this room, we have pretty good shape. So it's, some shuls don't have it that way, and in our main shul, we don't have it quite that way. Sometimes you can't help it, but that's the ideal. That's the ideal. And the Rav said that the minhag to turn towards the back of the shul during the recitation of Bowie B'Shalom. On Friday night, we turn towards the back of the shul. He says, based on the assumption that the entrance of the shul is in the back wall, as if we're greeting a distinguished individual entering through the doors of the shul. He says, if the entrance is along the side of the shul, the tzibur should turn towards the entrance, not towards the back of the shul. So the Rav felt you always turn towards the entrance. So like, in other words, according to the Rav, let's say in the main shul, so the entrance is not in the back, right? Unless it's the fire exit. I guess during COVID, we did have the entrance and exit back there. But according to the Rav, you would turn towards the side of the shul. So he mentions in the Nefesh HaRav, though, that Ramosha felt differently. Ramosha felt that you turn towards the Tzad Ma'arav, because the Shechina is in the Ma'arav. The Gemara learns that the Shechina, God's divine presence, is in the Ma'arav. So you're turning towards where the Shechina is coming from. But that would be the chiluk between the Shita with that. All right, now, he says the Aron Kodesh should be in the eastern wall of the Shul, and people should face it. And then he mentions also that if you look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, so I'm not going to go through this whole thing, but he goes through the Mrs. essay to daven every day, and then he says, he says, everybody should pray in the direction of the base of Mikdash. That was the way from Moshe Rabbeinu to the time of Ezra. So the Rambam goes on to say that everybody would say their own tefillah and things like that, and then at a later point in time they arranged the Nusach HaTefillah. So the way the Rav understood the Rambam, those items that the Rambam mentions, like up until the time of Ezra, are Dinim Doraisa. So the way the Rav understood it, like praying to the east, that's a din doraisa, and mela, so the aron needs to be on the eastern wall. Okay, then he said that only one aron in the shul, you should have more than one, and he felt also the aron should not be recessed. Here in the shul it's not recessed. Some shuls, you know, the aron is recessed in the wall. So the Rav felt to have an aron recessed to the wall is not correct, because in the Beis HaMikdash the aron was not recessed. The aron was a separate standing keli. And so it should be separate from that. All right. Now he goes through different structural things in the shul, and we'll take down some seriatim. This is again from Rav Schechter, either from his Eretz HaTzvi or from the Rav Schechter on Tefillah. All right, we'll do one more minute, and that will be it for tonight. Now, one minute. Okay. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach was in the middle. So we need the Bima in the middle. So it means like this. It's true from the Chasam Sofer. So assuming that the Mizbeach we're talking about, there's two Mizbechot in the Beis HaMikdash, right? There's the Mizbeach HaKetoret, the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the Mizbeach HaPnimi was dead center at least in the lineup, you know, in the Beis HaMikdash. So too that the Bima, which is, in other words, the Bima corresponds to the Mizbeach. So the Bima, in other words, the Shulchan, should be right in the middle of the shul. So that's one halacha. Now, he mentions over here, one second. He quotes from the Netziv. He understands that the Bima in the shul corresponds to the outer Mizbech used for the Orphan and the Korbanot, and that's why we do Hakafot from the Arvaminim. Okay, fine. Then he mentions the Maram Shik, says the requirement of machitz in the Beit HaKnesset, separate between the men's section and the women's section, in the Beis HaMikdash as well. The Azar was reserved for men, while the Ezra's Nashim was reserved for women. So we have that as well with the machitza. Okay, I think that's it for tonight. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything you did? What's up? So I tell you, so Josh is asking, in YU, the main base medrash you're talking about, that the main base medrash doesn't face east. Is that what you're asking or not?
No, I'm saying he said that you should face towards the door.
Right.
And not to the back.
Right.
So it did that?
So first, he mentions in the Sefer, he says that the Rav would rarely daven in the main base medrash. I didn't get into this, but the main base medrash does not face east at in Shiva Yitzchak. The old main base medrash doesn't face east. So he says, I think that the Rav would rarely daven there, and the Ramosha also would rarely daven there, and it could be they had a hakpada that they felt that it wasn't like lined up properly. So I don't know what the Rav, again, lived in Boston, so I don't know what he did on Friday. He didn't spend Friday nights in New York typically, he'd be in Boston. So I don't know how, I assume he turned towards the, you know, I assume he davened in Maimonides, so I assume he turned towards the opening, but I don't know.
Okay. Someone said that what? Friday nights in the YU Beis HaMikdash, was Goldach, or Yitzchak Kahn, and one other, or Shechter, they all faced three different directions for the Chadodi. One faced the wall, one faced the back, and one faced the west. Which I guess is different. Yeah, the one facing the west is that way.
Right.
That's north.
Okay.
Tara is north.
Okay, so Rav Schechter, Rav Goldbeth, and Rav Cohn.
I think Rav Schechter was a third, I'm not sure.
Okay.
All face three different directions.
All right, that's the Shita. Okay, that's it.